We now take you live to the Oval Office, where Vice President Dick Cheney and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice are meeting with the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
So what I was saying
is that
I've decided to reinvent the wheel.
And that's good.
It's long overdue, Mr.
Yes.
President.
Yes. And you are certainly the right man for the job.
Well, it's a big job because there are so many things wrong with the way the wheel is now.
Well, I would start with the worst thing about the wheel and fix that first.
The worst is first.
Yes. You save the best for last.
The strategy is perfect, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm. Well, strategizing is one of my strong points, Condi. Strategically speaking.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
And what is the the worst thing about the wheel, Mr. President?
Why do you ask me that, Dick?
Because you said the worst thing was the first thing you would fix when you reinvent the wheel.
Well, I'm glad you were listening. Dick, I'm glad you were listening.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
Do you know what the worst thing about the wheel is, Dick?
No, I don't, Mr. President.
Why don't you tell him, Condi?
Yes, Mr. President. The wheel is not round enough.
Not round enough by half. Mm-hmm. It's unround.
The wheel must be made more round.
Are you satisfied now, Mr. Dick?
Well, I hope Hillary Clinton doesn't call your new wheel a myth, Mr. President.
Hillary Clinton called Homeland Security a myth.
Yes, she did, Mr. President.
We will make her regret it. You're upsetting the president, Dick.
Well, I'm sorry.
Homeland Security is not a myth. I have the evidence.
Well, the evidence is good.
But you don't have to show it to everyone or anyone.
Well, we have protected San Francisco, where evil monsters like Godzilla has made no attacks.
Uh-huh.
No, there were no reported attacks on San Francisco by Godzilla, Mr. President.
Mothra threatens to eat tall buildings in a city such as Seattle, Washington. But we have prevented Mothra from achieving its evil desires.
Well, that's good, Mr. President.
Homeland Security is a great success, Mr. President.
You have to focus on not being attacked.
And carry a big stick.
Beware the attack of conscience.
Power transcends conventional morality.
Well, two wrongs can make a right.
Well, they almost always do.
And three wrongs can make it even more right.
The more wrongs, the merrier.
That's right. Well, I am planning my compassionate, conservative, limited annihilation of the city of Baghdad. I cannot afford to be attacked by my own conscience, so I get rid of it.
Well, it just gets in the way.
You have to eliminate your conscience. Otherwise, it's like harboring an inner liberal or progressive.
Exactly. I think I better get back to my work on the wheel.